reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma once more at your service as the host. And then here we have two very dear guests. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So, as the ritual of this program, I would like you to introduce yourself very much briefly.
Yeah, I'm Ali and I'm from India and I'm a student in the holy city of Qom.
Thank you.
And I'm Sayyid Mustafa and I'm also a student here. I'm actually learning psychology here in Hawza. And I've lived in different parts of the world. Originally, I'm from Pakistan.
Thank you very much, both of you, for coming here and for being a part of Back to Reality.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So we all have witnessed this very issue, that there are some people who are kind and there are some others who would seek that kindness. They are kind of people who would never share any kindness with other people, but they would ask a lot of kindness from others. They are just, let's call them kindness seekers, but they're not going to share kindness. So there must be a difference between these two people, which is technically very clear, because the kind people are pretty much clear and the kindness seekers are also clear as well. So have you ever witnessed such a thing?
Of course.
Have such an experience?
Of course. I've probably done it myself, if I were to be honest. But I think a lot of this has to do with, by the way, with personality types.
Mm-hmm. Like if you study,
if you study psychology, you will realize, for example, they'll talk about people that are introverted, people that are extroverted. In the same way, there
are they kindness seekers?
It depends, right? For example, there's a very, very popular psychology test called the Kettle 16 factors personality test, which looks at these kind of things. For example, it looks at whether a person is aggressive or they're passive. For example, is a person agreeable or they're disagreeable? Whether the person is open to new experiences or they're closed. So I think this has a lot to do with personality types. But that doesn't mean that it can't be changed or a person can learn new habits or, you know, this habit can be changed through learning. I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on it?
If we talk about the kindness seekers, so like they're the people, they don't want to do anything. They just want to gain, gain interest and gain their personal interests. They just, you know, they're after looking empathy.
Let's get something clear. As human beings, we all are in need of kindness. Mm-hmm. We all are sort of kindness seekers. But then we're talking about that extremist point of view in which people are so selfish in a way that they do not want that kindness for other people, but they want to get that much of kindness from everybody around.
That's selfishness, right? Like, and even, you know, wanting kindness is not a bad thing in itself.
Yeah, exactly.
But you should be qualified to have that, you know, get kindness from people.
And then you must be sharing that kindness that you expect others to be share with you.
It's just like respect, right?
Yeah.
We want to be respected. We should be respected. It's every human.
A mutual thing.
It's every human's right to be respected. I think it's our right to receive kindness and give kindness to others. But if we become one-sided in it, I think that's the issue, right?
Yeah, that's the problem. To be always the one who gets the kindness, not to be the one who gives the kindness.
That's arrogant. That's being arrogant. That's kind of rude.
What I would say is that I think people that are kind also receive kindness. Right? It's a formula.
Yeah.
Right? So let's say, so if you want to...
Not necessarily, actually.
Huh? Well, yes, that's true. Not necessarily.
You
could be kind and get a lot of rudeness or in response.
Yeah,
but generally, among our own peers and among our own loved ones, I would say for me, that's a golden rule. Like, give respect.
If you're kind, you're supposed to get kindness back.
Supposed.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You don't get it back. The world is such a place.
Yeah.
But again,
the world has changed and people do not answer you the way you just talk to them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're kind, but people would misunderstand that kindness and then the way they're going to answer you is just to stab you in the back without you even knowing that. So just as I said, not necessarily the answer to kindness is kindness.
Well, it depends, right? What I was trying to say is that yes, of course, if someone is being mean to you or they're being rude or you're, you know, they're stealing from you, whatever, they're doing something wrong to you, no one's saying you have to be very kind to them. Obviously, I was just talking about in general terms. Let's say if I'm with my family members, if I'm with my friends, if I'm with people in school, people that are around me, if I am kind towards them, they'll be kind towards me, right? Are we going for a break?
So the people-pleasing people have expectations from others. But the kind people do that usually out of their nature. They're instinctively kind. So if we come to kindness, again, there might be different branches to kind people.
Yeah, the kind person, if we can define them as, you know, they're genuinely kind and their empathy. They're not kind
by nature.
Yeah, they're kind by nature and they're not kind to gain something in return.
By any expectations.
It is how they are.
Yeah.
But the people pleasing type of person, you know, he is kind because he's got his own personal interest.
Exactly. That's the point.
He wants something in return.
Yeah.
So that's actually, you know, false kindness that we see from him.
Yeah. So there are a lot of ways to differentiate a kind person from a people-pleasing person. But then let's go for a short break and then we'll be back. Welcome back. We are talking about kindness, different types of kindness after we've been through those kindness seeker people. So, we were talking about people pleasing people and how to differentiate between a kind person and a person who's kind with some intentions, with expectations.
I was just saying that even if a person is pretending to be kind, is better than a person who's actually just like a mean or horrible person.
No, I'd rather be interacting with people who are mean, but they're not kind with me for special reasons.
I'm not saying they have to have a special reason. What I mean is that,
like, they expect you to I don't know. They have some expectations that may not be in accordance with your idea.
There's actually, like, different opinions, what brother said. You know, when you're mean, like, it's like, you know, you're truthful, but you're mean.
Right.
But when you're pretending to be, you're actually, you know, appearing to be nice, but
you're mean.
No, but you're lying.
Right, yeah. You're being deceptive.
Yeah, you're being deceptive, but, like, you're pretending to be nice.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It depends on the situation as well, right?
Exactly.
I think one root cause, I think, of someone who's like a people pleaser who does things with selfish reason is low self-esteem sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these people don't have enough confidence in themselves to, you know, they feel they're lacking something and it needs to be fulfilled through someone else, right? They need to please someone else.
Exactly.
They need to gain their favor.
Yeah, they feel such a void that has to be filled by people's, you know, being satisfied with them.
Yeah, and it can unfortunately lead to disastrous consequences for those kind of people.
Exactly.
They're, you know, sometimes they're not happy with themselves. Others aren't happy with them. So I would definitely say if someone has this issue, they should go and deal with it. Like, don't let it become something bigger in your life.
Because it would turn into different traumas, because people are not there to always be satisfied with whatever you do. And then if you're doing everything, if you're sharing kindness just because you expect others to have a special sort of perspective about you, then that's the wrong way of living.
You're just being fake, right?
Yeah.
It's actually hypocrisy.
Exactly.
So you're just pretending to be some kind of person you're actually not.
Yeah. And then in the end, it would bother you yourself.
And eventually, yeah.
It impacts your entire life in the sense that these kind of people have higher stress levels.
Mm-hmm.
They're less at peace. They may make poorer decisions in their lives, you know, because their thinking is being affected by this sort of worldview.
They do not tend to be truthful and nice. It doesn't happen at the same time, mostly.
Yeah, as we've discussed, there's so many factors into it. One of them is being selfish and trying to have an upper hand in things. And I don't know if you guys have studied game theory.
Or even manipulating people. You see, you're doing this because you know that if you do this, then people have to pay you back.
Right.
And then you would use that card against them.
Or you're expecting favors from others, right?
Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Then there's a question. Do you think that we are born with such traits or no? We get it from the environment.
That is a great, great question. And there's actually been a big psychological study done about this. I don't know if I should go into like huge details about it. And I don't remember the name of the research, but it's I do remember. It's called object-oriented psychology. And I think one of the people behind it was Anna Freud, the daughter of the Freud.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is actually a very interesting theory. And the theory says that one of the first thing that a child comes into, a baby, once they're born, they interact with the mother, right? That's their first thing. And the first thing that they interact with is with the milk that they get from the mother.
Yeah.
And she says that, or they say that during that time, if the child receives like milk and proper love and care from the mother, they will create a worldview of themselves and others, right? So they will think that they're good and the world's good. And in that case, that person will grow up to actually be a very positive person in society, right? They will, mm-hmm. they'll, but in every other scenario, if they start thinking that they're bad and the world's good, then they have this sense of inferiority in them as they grow up. Like they become dependent on others mm-hmm. and they become these kind of sort of affectionate sort of people.
It's an unconscious sort of thing.
It's not like, for example, let's say they don't get the right amount of milk. Mm-hmm. They don't, or the mom doesn't love them properly, or, you know, it could be a number of issues. You have to go mm-hmm. and look at it. It can lead to that sort of, let's say the parents are fighting and the child sees that, it can lead to, oh, the world's bad, mm-hmm. right? Even a small baby can feel those emotions.
Yeah.
So this has so much to do with the way we think about ourselves and the world. It's not such a simple topic, I think.
Exactly, yeah. So technically, it's not the thing we have been born with. It's something that we would get as a trait from the environment, and it could work like a reaction to what... It's a self-mechanism, I suppose.
Yeah, and there's so many other factors that could go into it. It could be an experience you had in school. It could be something your parents said. It could be mm-hmm. your elder siblings, the way they treat you. So it could be so many things
but
in life.
But it's a dangerous game again, because I've seen such people.
It's kind of natural for a human being that sometimes when he has to gain something, he pretends. You know, he can do anything to gain something, right?
Correct.
So even when he's pretending to be kind, he's doing it for a reason. So... this is actually, you know, kind of in the nature of human being that he pretends sometimes.
Yeah, and when I was saying it's better to be kind sometimes than pretending was maybe, let's say, in the context of siblings, you know, it's mm-hmm. something we learn is that unless you have a fight with a sibling, you're going to pretend to be nice to them sometimes to sort of make... It's not always bad. Like, sometimes you have to pretend to be nice, even if you're not feeling that way.
It all depends on the cause,
but then
right?
Eventually, one day you're going to show them that you're not satisfied with them. See, I'm saying that it's better to pour it out at the moment than to keep it in
yourself
as a grudge.
That's what causes the fight to begin with then.
Okay, the fight is better than keeping grudge inside yourself.
Again, it depends on the situation.
No, actually, the brother, like earlier, a few minutes earlier, mentioned a good point. When I said that, you know, it also depends upon the second person. Like how he wants. You know, if I do something wrong, so you come and stop me, right?
Right.
So you can either be like truthful and rude to me, or you can be, you know, you pretend to be nice. Oh, it's no worries. You're all right. You're doing good. But
yeah.
Actually, why just these two options?
Yeah.
You can be truthful to me, but in a nicer way.
Yeah.
People need to practice this.
Another
this
word I would bring in is respectful. Like sometimes we can be like confrontational, or we can argue with people, but we can do it in a respectful way.
Exactly. You're talking.
It doesn't have to be kindness or like being, but it doesn't also mean you have to be rude, right?
Yes.
But I do think we should always maintain respect with...
This is actually a skill. It's a skill to be, you know, to be respectful, to be nice and just deliver your message.
Yeah. So that would be a word that I would add.
So you don't have to be people pleasing. You can say your words in a respectful manner and at the same time gain people's hearts. So you don't have to be... such a person with two face. So we have to work on it to just change ourselves into a better version of ourselves. Thank you for staying with us. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رايزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رايزك لتصي دليلتك once again.